Growing the Game with Ballsy is a podcast dedicated to growing the game of football in Saskatchewan. Each week, Michael Ball will talk with Rider guests, but he'll also highlight amateur athletes, coaches, and builders in this province, growing the game we love. Now, here's Ballsy.
Growing the Game with Ballsy, brought to you by my fine sponsors, Pizza Huts in Saskatchewan, Mark Greshner Photography, SAS Selects Football out there in Moose Jaw, Riviere Ag Seeds in Radville, Paul Waldo at Royal LePage in Regina, Double Z Ag Sales in Weyburn, and Boys Next Door Window Cleaning based out of White City. Just ahead of my interview with Carter Stusick of the Regina Thunder, time now for Ballsy's Pick 6, a look at 6 sports stories making the news. The Leafs are done. Man, that Mike Babcock's a terrible coach. They need to get rid of... Oh, wait. It's not his fault? Ah, yeah. Check out these stats. 19,459 days since the Leafs last won a cup. 5,956 days since they won a playoff series. Yes, 2004. And 169 days since they lost to a Zamboni driver. In fact, the Islanders have won a playoff series in Toronto before John Tavares has. The Houston Astros are probably the only sports team that's relieved there are no fans this season because they were expecting a ton of heckling after their massive cheating scandal, but fans in Oakland still found a way. They set up a GoFundMe to fly a banner over the stadium that said Houston Asterix, a reference to how they cheated their way to the World Series in 2017. They wanted to raise $1,200, and the campaign made twice that. They flew the banner over 2 games in Oakland this weekend, and now they're hoping to raise more money so they can, quote, follow the cheaters around the country. By the way, the A's players are also going after the Astros. There was a bench-clearing brawl yesterday. No social distancing, very few masks during a pandemic. Oh, just genius. Well, U.S. college football could soon have the plug pulled for good this fall season, even though players like Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence want to play. My son plays in the Missouri Valley Conference in the NCAA Division I FCS side of things, and they just postponed their fall season to the spring, so I can expect everybody to do that. In fact, I'd be shocked if they didn't. You know who should play in the fall? The XFL with Dwayne The Rock Johnson leading a new ownership group. That sale was approved in bankruptcy court on Friday, and instantly, he'll invigorate a brand that flashed in the pan twice in the last 20 years. It's a rare and unique opportunity for XFL 3.0. Finding one city, form a hard bubble, and throw the doors open for high-end college players who won't be playing college ball in the fall in 2020. It's a great idea. They'd be able to play football in a secure, virus-free bubble, hopefully. Tested regularly, they'd get to play football and they'd get paid. Wow. How about the NFL? Commissioner Roger Goodell has subtly shifted his vow from playing a full season to playing a complete one. The NFL privately has a high degree of confidence that the 2020 season will be played in full, pandemic notwithstanding. I call BS on this one. This is one thing that the arrogant NFL can't overcome. If they don't get a few bubble cities across the U.S., this season will not be happening. I'm kind of sad we'd be into U Sports training camps right now with the coaches poll out. I hate those polls. They're mostly useless, but I'll give you my predictions. Having said that, I pick Calgary number 1 if they were to play this year, the U of S Huskies 2, the Bisons 3, the U of R Rams a close number 4, U of A 5, and UBC 6. My top 5 university players to watch from our provincial programs this year, in no particular order, were going to be Kyle Borsa coming off that suspension. He looks like a machine, and he'd be playing with a chip on his shoulder. I'd be interested to watch Colton Claussen coming back from that horrific leg injury, just to see how he recovered and what kind of chip he plays with. Adam Mackert, who had an outstanding season and got ripped off by not getting the Heck Crichton Trophy last year. Josh Donnelly, quarterbacking the Regina Rams for second year. And, of course, Mason Nias, who I think is probably going to be the best gunslinger in the country at the U Sports level for the next couple of years. Some good things coming out of the coronavirus, COVID-19. Cameron Smith of the Minnesota Vikings needs open-heart surgery due to a condition that was only discovered because he was undergoing further tests after testing positive for COVID-19. Quote, Although this will unfortunately end my 2020 season, it's really a blessing we found this, as my heart is severely enlarged and wouldn't have lasted much longer. I found this out after I tested positive for COVID-19 and had to have further testing as a protocol. The Lord works in mysterious ways, but I could really feel him on this one. Smith said that after the surgery, which he didn't think twice about having, he'll be able to continue playing football once healed. That's good news. And Serena Williams, maybe the greatest female athlete of all time, will donate more than 4 million masks to schools around the U.S. That's great. And here's the extra point. Which Canadian team do you think will go further in the playoffs? Habs, Flames, Canucks, or the Toronto Raptors? Now, the Raptors locked up the number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference with a 108-99 win Sunday over the Memphis Grizzlies. 5 straight 50-win campaigns. I'm going to go with the Raptors for sure. In terms of the NHL, I say the Flames and Canucks get to round 2, and then that's it for each of those teams. I'm done watching now that the Oilers are done. I'm just cheering that they win the lottery tonight to piss off everybody in the NHL. Well, the CJFL season was officially canceled, so there will be no 2020 CJFL season. That affects a lot of players. They work their butts off and don't get a chance to compete. We go to the phone lines now and talk to one of those players from the Regina Thunder, Carter Stusik. You may know the name. His dad is Mr. Football around here with the RMF as the president, assistant coach with the Rams. His brother Bennett plays for the Regina Rams, and of course Carter with the Thunder. Carter, how are you today, man?
Not too bad, Ballsy. How are you?
Good, man. So, your thoughts?
Obviously a little bit disappointed. We've been working super hard this offseason for a season, but all the uncertainty, and it's understandable. Health is a top priority, and it just sucks.
Yeah, you guys have been working out. Just talk about your workouts, because they've obviously followed the health guidelines, but you've been out there working out at the Scotty Livingstone Field up there.
Yep, we have 4 different groups of 15 guys each to limit the amount of physical contact or whatever. And we've been doing it at the level 10 compound. We've been working really hard. And yeah.
Cool. Hey, so Carter, if this is your last, season, if you never play another game, how do you remember your career?
I would say it's a good career. I'd obviously be super disappointed if CJ decides not to extend the eligibility. Right now, that's really all I'm hoping for. I'm trying to keep a positive mindset going into the off season here, and so much uncertainty. Just trying to keep a positive mindset.
From what I've heard, Carter, though, in talking with a few people that I know from around the various leagues, it seems like all the teams are on board for giving age amnesty, i.e. extending the age cap. So it looks like it might be pointing in that direction. Is that kind of the indication you're getting?
Right now, we don't know much. Our head coach, Scott McCauley, has been super optimistic. He's been telling us keep a positive mindset. And right now, that's really all I'm hoping for. Yeah, with all my other 50 years, sure.
Yeah, so, and of course, the Saskatoon Hilltops, the juggernaut team, there has been some discussion that you guys may, if you can, have like a mini series, if you could, maybe 3 games, maybe 5 games. That'd be an interesting thing to play the same team, your provincial rival, 3 or 5 times.
Yeah, that would be great. I'd love to play the Hilltops. Every time we play them, it's a battle. Like right now, it's like I said, it's uncertain what's going on. We've heard limited information and not sure what the Hilltops are really thinking, but personally, I'd love to play them. I'll play them anytime.
Yeah, is your mom the unsung hero of the family? There's your dad, there's your brother, there's you. Football, football, football.
Yeah, absolutely. She's the glue. She keeps everything together. She's the one that cooks the meals while we're at football. She takes care of the house and the dog. And without her, we probably wouldn't be as successful as we are.
That's awesome, man. And, I guess your brother's in the same boat. So do you guys work out together, your brother, Bennett, and you?
Yeah, we got a little home gym in our basement. We just got it this year for the whole COVID thing. And, so we've been lifting together.
So the biggest question I need to ask, who's got better hair, you or Bennett?
I got to go with me.
Yeah?
More luscious, less naughty. More well-kept.
Why do you guys like, dude, is it hard to put on a helmet with that much hair? I've always wondered that.
No, not at all. It slides on when it's sweaty, so.
Yeah, well, that's the key. Getting the keys to getting some sweat, hey?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, your parents both got nice heads of hair, so I could see where you get it. All right, Carter, thanks for this. I hope it works out for you. It's a disappointing day, but not unexpected, and continued success. I'm positive you'll get another season, and if not, we'll see you around the community.
Awesome. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, take care. That is our friend right there, Carter Stusik, talking about the Regina Thunder having their season canceled as the Canadian Junior Football League putting 2020 on.
That sucks, man.
On ice, man. Sucks, because man. Yeah, it does. They've been working hard out at the Yara Center and at Level 10. And yeah, I feel bad for these kids. People don't understand how much these kids sink into football. And absolutely their lives. It's unbelievable.
This has been Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a football story you'd like to share to help us grow the game, email Michael Ball at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com. Ballsy can be heard weekdays in Regina on 104.9 The Wolf Morning Show and during Saskatchewan Roughriders and U of R Rams broadcasts on 620 CKRM.